Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why when it comes to hard work, nothing works harder than a Chevy Silverado. No wonder Chevy Silverado is the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Check out a new Silverado at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
John Wilmes has been to how many games this year, John?
Four.
I wonder how many people can say that. I guess season ticket holders have probably been to 10 or 15, but four is a crooked number. That's a lot, if you ask me.
I'll be going back. I mean, if you read what I wrote, I'm having a good time at the stadium. For me, I am one of the losers, I guess I describe. It's never really been about winning or losing to me. I prefer if the Sox are good, of course.
Yeah.
You know, that's always more fun, but it's just I've been going there my whole life. I'm going to keep going.
John Wilmes is on a line, and in The Defector, he wrote, at home with the worst team in baseball. And it goes on for pages, 11 of them, the way I typed it out. And there you describe, as a lifelong White Sox fan, as a novelist, as a writer, as an academic in Chicago, what it's been like to hang out there this year. And lucky you, you went to that 10-run blowout of the Yankees, right?
Yeah, I mean, they had not won any of the other games. And in fact, like, they have reached a level of badness this season that I was previously unaware of, where it's like, yes, they, of course, are going to lose, but they also struggle to lose quickly. Like, they can't stop the bleeding in some of these games. It just goes on and on, right? Like, they can't finish the loss.
Well, so what is the expectation, though? I mean, when you go personally, or what you've chronicled from other fans, seriously, why do people go? Is it they love baseball? Are they rooting for the White Sox? Do they want to see how bad a team can be? This is, you know, the 1962 Mets. I mean, what's the draw there?
Well, it's definitely, I think, a post-rooting energy, I would say. Like, nobody expects the Sox to win, as one of the details in the piece is that when it looked like the Yankees were going to go on one of their signature runs, they have an incredible offense early in the game, which the Sox somehow ended up winning.
Yeah.
When it looked like the Yankees were going to go on that streak, a bunch of Sox fans around me were kind of cheering the Yankees on, and one guy literally said, somebody's got to do something.
Yeah.
Right.
So
I think the expectation is just going to the ballpark. It's just something to do. It's a nice way to be outside. They do have good food there. I find it just a pleasant place to be, personally.
And for $9, I don't know if that's a hack or not, but you paid $9 with some friends to go. You buy upper deck tickets, but the upper deck is closed, so they just say sit anywhere, and now you're behind home plate.
Yeah, that was a day game. Weekday day games for the White Sox this season are the number one baseball economy hack that you can find. And that day happened to be very hot too, so a lot of people didn't want to go outside. And I should specify that the seats that we sat on behind home plate burned our butts the second we sat down. That's how hot it was.
Because they hadn't had a butt.
And you know how exactly. And there's just a little bit of shade on these sunny afternoons at the stadium, and that everybody was sitting in that small amount of shade, and then, you know, any seat that was in the sun was for the taking. And some people never left the concourse that day, I don't think, because, of course, they don't care about the game.
You talked about the loss of some of the players. I mean, 3 years ago, we thought we were on the precipice. We Chicagoans, you White Sox fans, thought you were on the precipice of really something great. Kopech and Jimenez, and Cease, was he in the pipeline then? But, I mean, you had some electric pitchers. You had some monstrous-looking heaters, hitters. Tim Anderson was an MVP. When Abreu was still on the team, you just thought, we've got old and new, and this team can't fail. What the hell happened?
Pretty much everything went wrong. A lot of people will point to the fact that they hired Tony La Russa. I have more of an ambiguous opinion about him, or ambivalent opinion. I think he was kind of kooky, kind of okay sometimes. I think that the real truth is the Sox just don't invest in some of the infrastructure that a lot of other teams do, in terms of strength and conditioning, in terms of analytics. Scouting, I think they're actually okay on. They've always been pretty good at identifying talent at this point that they're clearly very bad at nurturing talent,
yeah,
right?
Keeping it.
And to have as much talent as they did 3 years ago and then to basically have almost none of it now, and most of the guys they lost, I should mention that Tim Anderson and Jose Abreu were both shockingly out of the league now. But otherwise, everybody else who was on the team and left is doing much better elsewhere.
I didn't realize that about Anderson. I think I knew that about Abreu. He's older, but I did not know Tim was out. He just seemed to get so good so fast. And you thought, this guy's got a career. And where'd he go? To Tampa Bay? Where did he go? He went to Florida.
He went to Miami, and they didn't last the season, basically.
You also wrote this. Reinsdorf is either too cheap to care about the performance of the team or lost in the sort of befuddling denial that only an 88-year-old billionaire can afford. He has surrounded himself with a cozy inertia. I think White Sox fans have this feeling that he's going to make money either way. He said some stupid things. He doesn't talk much, but when he has, he said the wrong things. And the team sure does seem to be operating that way, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think he's just a man out of time. He expects, you know, all these baseball owners to collude with each other and keep the standards low together. But there's a lot of newer ownership in baseball that has emerged in the 21st century who doesn't care about his old omerta, his billionaire omerta that he's got with some of the other owners. And they want to be competitive. And they're going to do things that are inconvenient for him, and he's just refusing to adjust to that.
Yeah. You said if you are here at the ballpark, you are doing some kind of perverse philanthropy. I would imagine I'm going to go to a game late this year to say I was at a game that season, and I'll root for the White Sox. But I think something special is happening in a perverse way on the South Side. And my wife said to me this morning, I feel so bad for those players. Do you? Should we feel bad for the players?
I feel bad for some of them, I guess. A lot of them are, at this point, guys who are fringe major leaguers. So they probably are happy just to be getting a chance.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're thinking, well, if I do okay here, maybe I could be on a better team someday, right? So I think at this point, that's a lot of who's around. There are some more seasoned players who I feel kind of bad for sure. But a lot of the guys who are from that 2021 team, whoever thought that something good was going to happen here, are gone.
Yeah.
Andrew Vaughn and Gavin Sheets were the only guys left from that team on the field when I went the other night. Yoan Moncada and Luis Robert were both off the field injured, as they pretty much always are. I think that, you know, yes, there's certainly probably some embarrassment and shame for the players. Again, a lot of them are just kind of here today, gone tomorrow, just trying to prove a little bit of something.
And in the meantime,
that's kind of what you're looking at.
Well, and in the meantime, we don't have Dylan Cease or Lance Lynn or Lucas Giolito. Boy, wasn't he the sensation for a while. Yasmani Grandal, such great hopes for him. Carlos Rodon, Liam Hendricks, the 2021 crew have been away for a while. So it is what it is on the South Side. Head out to the ballpark and take in the season before it's over and maybe before you go read At Home with the Worst Team in Baseball in The Defector today by John Wilmes. John, next time you go, let's visit again and tell us more stories, okay?
I would love to.
Thanks for joining us.